Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had an outstanding day. As I always say, if you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in today. I truly appreciate you. I'm glad that you found our podcast, and I hope that you have an opportunity to go back and listen to many of the previous episodes. We have a lot of exciting and encouraging and informative information and content on this podcast that I know would benefit you. So thank you for joining, and I hope you enjoy this episode. If you are a regular listener, well, you know what I'm going to say. Thank you for tuning in today. I truly appreciate you returning, and that lets me know that you are enjoying the content that we put out on this podcast each and every week. So know that I am thankful for you, and I'm happy that you are here to connect with us today. So like I said, I hope you all have had a wonderful day. My day has been outstanding. I had a great balance in my day. I did some work and I did some relaxation, and then I did some more work, and then I did some more relaxation, and then guess what? Now I'm talking to you, so all is very well. I wanted to connect with you all today, and let's just jump right into our topic that we're going to be discussing. Now, last week we talked about sharing happiness with others. So, share your happiness with others was our episode title for last week, and I hope that you all have had the opportunity to go out and do a little bit of that this past week. I hope it was a benefit to you all. So, thank you so much if you have done that, and if you haven't had an opportunity to get to it, that's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. I hope you have an opportunity this weekend or in the days to come. So one of the things I left you all with from that episode, or near the end of that episode, was what if you aren't feeling happy? Because as you know, sometimes we have good days, sometimes we may have bad days. But I wanted to focus specifically on what if you aren't feeling happy. If you're not feeling happy, well, it's quite obvious that you can't share your happiness with others. So I want to talk about some of the ways that you can make yourself happy, okay? And some of these things we talked about in previous episodes. That's why I really want to encourage you new listeners to go and listen to the previous episodes if you can. And then also for our regular listeners, if you need a refresher on any of these topics or any of this content, feel free to go back and search the episode that is best for you. So, in talking about our feelings and not feeling happy, this week I want us to focus on a few things, okay? So, get your pen and paper ready. And side note, I have a huge surprise at the end of this episode, so stay tuned, okay? So, you know, we all have these things called emotions, right? And I like to think about emotions as feelings, the way that we feel: happy, sad, frustrated, mad, elated, excited. Those are our emotions. Or feelings, which is what we will call them, okay? And so we have those, and it is really important for us to know how to control them. So an example of that is, if you, I always like to go to the, you spill something on your school outfit before school, and you have to get out of the door to get to the bus. Otherwise, you're going to be late to school if you don't make the bus, and then mom and dad will have to take you, right? So that's just an example. Instead of getting frustrated, yelling and screaming to the top of your lungs, if you spill your milk or your orange juice on you in the morning before school, just go to your mom and dad, let them know, hey mom and dad, I have to change my outfit because I spilled something on it. do that quickly and then move on. It's okay. A part of that is planning, you know. Maybe have a second outfit in mind that you could wear to school that's equally as cool as the first outfit you picked out, just so you can have a plan if something happens and you can be prepared if something happens to your clothing in the morning before school. So when I say it's important to control those emotions and those feelings, that example when you told your dad and your mom that you needed to change your clothes and you did that in a calm manner, that is controlling your emotions, okay? So I wanted to talk about emotions before we jumped into the things that we could do to make ourselves happy, right? Especially you, okay? So the first thing that you can do is have a positive mindset, okay? Anything that's negative that pops in your mind, any negative thoughts or anything like that, I want you to do your best to turn those around to positive thoughts and positive thinking. Now, you may need some help with this from an adult, and again, that's okay. Your job is to be able to ask those adults if they can help you focus on changing those thoughts to positive and changing that mindset to positive, okay? And again, an adult could be a teacher, a mom, a dad, an older adult sibling, a guidance counselor, or a therapist, okay? So keep that in mind. Once you start to develop this positive mindset, I'm sure that you will start to become happy. And then guess what, guys? You can start sharing some of your happiness with others, especially those who might need it, because that is important. Another thing I want you to keep in mind when you're working on becoming happier is to strive to be your best self, okay? Strive to be your best. Don't strive to be perfect, all right? Strive to be your best. Focus in on being your best, doing your best. If that means making mistakes, that is perfectly fine, because guess what? You learn from your mistakes, okay? Their mistakes are sometimes they're good things. Now, if you make mistakes over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, guess what? That's not great, okay? Especially if you know how to do something. But if you continue to make mistakes again, take the initiative to reach out to a parent or an adult and ask for help, okay? A teacher, if you're in school, ask them for help. That's so important. So strive to be your best, not perfect, okay? Another thing that you can do is enjoy playtime and talks with friends and family. Those are some great things that always would make you happy, okay? Especially if you're putting forth your best self to be happy, all right? That's super, super, super important. So do your best to work towards being happy by talking with friends and family and having fun with them as well, okay? Just practice that. I want you all to focus on practicing that. And again, when you're happy and you have a big smile on your face and you share that smile and that happiness with others, that makes them feel so good. And guess what? It makes you feel good as well, okay? My last note that I want to share with you all is make yourself happy by doing things that you love. And I know we talked about this one before as well. And I want to continue to merge this into the things that I would like for you to do and the tips that I would like for you to do, because they work, guys. Can you believe that? They actually work. When you make yourself happy by doing things that you love, it feels so good inside. And it makes you grow, and it makes you mature, and it makes you a better person. And you can be that better person for yourself. And then guess what? You can also be that better person for others, okay? Now, if you've done all these things and you're like, it's still not working for me, I still feel down or I still feel unhappy, that's okay. What I would like for you to do is I would like for you to talk to your parents. And if you feel like it's overwhelming or you're feeling a lot of pressure, talk to your parents and ask them if they can get you connected with a counselor or a therapist, okay? This is a great thing to do. This is the best thing to do for you to get you in a great space of feeling happy, okay? And I know that they would be willing to do that. Talk to a guidance counselor, okay? A trusted adult. Tell them exactly how you're feeling so they can get you the help that you need, okay? And that is okay. Remember, like we talked about earlier, you are striving to be your best, not perfect. So if you're feeling overwhelmed about any of those things, talk to a trusted person that can get you the help that you need. So guess what? You can get back into the space of feeling happy, and then you can focus down the line on sharing your happiness with others, okay? I'm cheering for you. I am proud of you, and I know that you can and will do your best, okay? Now, I said I had a surprise. It's a huge surprise. We now have a Listen and Learn with Me journal. Bah, bah, bah. Cue the air horns. New listeners, those are air horns. My makeshift air horns, if you will. But I normally blast the air horns when something exciting goes on our Listen and Learn with Me podcast, which is pretty much every week. So guys, I've made you all a Listen and Learn with Me journal, okay? And so you know how I always say, all right, grab a piece of paper or a sticky note or a notebook and a pen or a pencil and write down these tips in our podcast? Well, guess what, guys? Now, if your parents choose to order for you, or if you are a preteen or a, well, I say preteen, but an actual teen who can order from online, you can order your own journal or have your parents order a journal if you would like, and you can keep all of your tips, your Listen and Learn podcast information in one place, okay? So, parents, if you are listening, you know I always thank you for everything. I appreciate you all having your kiddos tune in. And I thank you for tuning in with them as well. Please, please, please continue to encourage them to be their best selves and to be happy. And my thoughts are for you that you get the strength to continue to be the awesome parents that you are to keep them motivated through their day-to-day activities. And so you may have heard me mention there is now a Listen and Learn with Me journal. So the kids can document all of their cool and exciting things that they learn, their tips that they learn from the podcast. They can put them all in one place and then they can go back and reference them whenever they need to, okay? It's a simple blank journal. I will leave the link in the show notes so you can order directly from there. It is on Amazon. You can also search Amazon, my name, Poeta Cynthia Renee Boyd, and you can find it in the search engine there, okay? So, do that. If you have any questions about anything, connect with me on the website. It's Listen and Learn, LLC, Kennesaw. Well, I'm sorry. That's the business website page. So let's start there. The business website page where you can find all of our exciting videos and photos is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA on Facebook. And I'm so excited about that. That's why I said it so quickly, because we are getting ready to post some fun and exciting photos and videos from our week, our next couple of sessions that we're having, our outing in the park. That's going to be a Halloween spectacular. So we're really excited about that. So that is what's on my mind right now. But connect with us there, like our page. We would appreciate that. So the website now is listenandlearnllc.com. The Gmail email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And the business phone is 678-919-2117. We have locations in Kennesaw, Georgia, of course, a Listen and Learn office here, and a virtual Listen and Learn office in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. So you can also connect with me virtually there. To enroll your child, all you need is to reach out to me via email, and I will get you set up with all of the registration information. You can have a free consultation, which I encourage you to take advantage of. It gives me the opportunity to connect with you over the phone to get your goals and objectives as to what you wish for your kids to progress in as they move forward. Of course, you can find our podcast on any podcast listening outlet, Amazon, Alexa, of course, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen, anchor.fm, Spotify, we are there. I want to thank you all. I look forward to connecting with you all soon. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.